Good afternoon, audience, faithful listeners to Living the Good Life right here on TanTalkNetwork.com. We're really excited to be with you again today. We always are. It's a joy. We can't wait to get here on Sunday afternoons and on Thursday nights for our Thursday night show. It is always a joy to be here with you all. So, good day coming up. We got a lot going on. I tell you what, if you just caught some or all of Truth Talk, you got to be fired up, because after you've listened to those dear ones for a few minutes, you're fired. You're fired up, because I tell you, they're preaching it and they're preaching the truth. And so we love them. They're sweet, sweet people. Truth Talk with the McKays. All good. So this is Pastor Marcia McAllister. I'm right here in the studio live as always, along with two of our radio team members, Dr. Angel Falzoni, who does the Thursday night show with me, and Nan Watson, right here. We are all here live, and we're ready to have 2 hours of absolute blessing. Dr. Angel, if you were at church this morning, I tell you, Beacon of Hope, all heaven came down. The anointing of God was extremely strong.
It sure was.
It was. I tell you, just, I told you I could have preached another hour.
I wish you would have.
Well, you know what? Time is sometimes constrains us. However, you know, we just started a new series today, Signs and Wonders, and we're very excited about what God's going to do in this series and what he's doing through different ones in our fellowship of believers. And we are believing God for some pretty big things right now, and we are expanding and growing and believing God for the fruitful growth of the ministry, not just in numbers of people, but in particular in the bearing fruit for the kingdom of God, Dr. Angel. That's what it's all about. That, you know, he's the vine, we're the branches. That's what we were last week in our Jesus Is series. We start a new series today called Signs and Wonders. I'm just super excited about this. Do you want to comment on that? Then we'll go to Nan here.
Oh, I'm very excited too. And you're right. It's about being plugged in to him, to let him work through us so that the world sees Jesus through us every day, everywhere we go, every encounter we have, that we're bold enough to stop and pray with someone, or to, you know, just have that peace that the world is so looking for.
Because the world is looking for that, right,
oh,
Nan?
They're hungry.
I mean, everybody's got issues. Everybody's got stuff going on in their lives. And we all need to know that God cares about each of us individually and has got a plan for us. You right? Right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, people do a lot of things and go a lot of places and talk to a lot of people and try a lot of things to try to have happiness.
Sure do. They
it's
do.
Only found in God.
Oh, absolutely.
And I gotta tell you, Dr. Angel over here, she is really fired up. If you're on the radio, you can only hear. But if you could have seen what I saw, the excitement in her face, in her voice, in her mannerisms, she was really into what she was saying, Pastor.
Just now?
Yes, just now.
Wonder why she's like that.
I guess she had a great service this morning.
She did, but you know, I think it's also what's going on the inside of her, what God's doing in you, Dr. Angel, regardless of hard times you've been going through in the last several months personally, but you are still fired up for what God is doing, would you say?
Absolutely. You know, going through these hard times, I wouldn't have asked to go through them, but man, you know, needing and realizing I need him every minute of every day and staying plugged in, that's what's getting me through moment to moment.
Staying plugged in. And that's the hard part right there, because so often we get sidetracked with our daily stressors, our things going on, our jobs, our families, our kids, all of the stuff that happens in each of our lives. And it's so easy to get discouraged. It's easy to get defeated. It's easy to say, oh, I just won't take time to praise God today, or I won't take time to read my Bible because, you know, I'm awful busy today. Talk to us about that, Nan, because it's a daily, consistent thing that we must do.
People may feel they're too busy, but they manage to take extra time to talk to a friend for 30 minutes to 45 minutes at the end of the work day, complaining about what happened with work.
Sure.
Or complaining about their spouse and they'll call up another friend. And they, you know, it's like, all you know, take 10 minutes of that complain time and spend it talking to God.
Oh, are you saying to reallocate our complaining time?
I think so. Well, even not even our complaining time. They can be sharing great things that are happening in their life. But if you got to stay grounded.
You have to.
You have to stay grounded in the Word, in the Lord, in everything that's happening. You have to stay grounded, period.
Well, you do. And God does not want us to just survive. God wants us to thrive. And we're going to start this show today with that song, Thrive, by Casting Crowns. And before we do, let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you. We praise you from the bottom of our hearts for a mighty, amazing day so far. We know you're going to continue to bless and to bring the anointing upon the music, on all that is said and taught today. Lord, we thank you for every listener that listens around the globe live or later on podcasts or on our website. We thank you, Lord, because we know your anointing still is there, whether it's live or not. So we give you the glory and the praise in advance for what you're going to do in each of us, and especially what you're going to do in the three of us right here, because we always walk out of here different than when we came in. We always feel more faithed up, more full of you, your anointing working in our lives. We always know that you have been here present with us and bringing us the encouragement and the joy that we need. And so, Lord, right now, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the music. We thank you for ministering to people wherever they might be and whatever they're going through right now. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thrive.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to survive.
Just to know you and to make you know we lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary life. It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive.
Hey! That's what we're made for. We're made to thrive in the things of God, the kingdom of God, His promises, His words to us. We are made to thrive, not just survive. And so often we get caught up in our daily lives with just that survival mode, Angel, where we are just like hanging in there, barely hanging in sometimes by our toes or by our chinny chin chin, you know? And we're just, we know we need more. We know we need more of God's power in our lives and God's grace operating in us and through us, but we just don't know how to get there. You know, I think that's the heart of a lot of people, Doctor.
You know, and those, that's when we press in. That's when we make those playlists. And anytime we're in the car, we're playing those praise and worship playlists that just feed our soul and our spirit. You know, that's when we prioritize getting that time
there
with God.
There you go. Because it's too easy to get caught up in our daily problems, our daily frustrations, Nan. It's too easy to let people and places and things and everything that happens in our daily lives really drag us down. It's just easy for that to happen.
It is. I'm thinking of something that I'm going through right now, and I don't really necessarily understand it all. But in the midst of that, I don't want to just survive. I want to thrive.
Yeah, exactly.
And I will, and I am.
Right.
I am.
Right.
Praise God. Because of spending the time with God. We were talking about that just a while ago.
Yeah.
Spending time with God in the Word, getting grounded, getting plugged in, as Dr. Angel said. You know, that's all plays a part into us being able to thrive.
Absolutely, it does.
You got to have the want to.
Let me get on soapbox here.
Some people don't want to thrive. They just want to survive so that they can share with their 500 closest friends
right. Of
what's going on in their life.
They don't want to thrive so they can complain a lot of times, right? And get attention from that. And that is a danger that all of us as human beings face, that we magnify the problem instead of magnifying the power of the living God who lives on the inside of us. And it's too easy to magnify the problem, Angel. Too easy to blow it up so big. Not that it isn't a big problem for whatever Nan's going through, Angel, me, any of us. It's not that we don't have huge problems. It's not that we don't have days where we're scratching our head like, what do I do about this now? But we serve the living God, the creator of the universe, God Almighty of blessings, Adonai, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness, Jehovah Shalom, our peace. We serve that God, and we need to get pretty daggone excited about that instead of being so hyped about our problems, Angel.
We sure do, you know, and I think people can kind of almost get addicted to talking about their problems all the time. You know, you get attention, people are calling you, how are you doing?
Sure.
You feel that comfort. And so, you know, we get stuck there instead of saying, I serve the Almighty. You know, He can walk on the water, He can part the seas, and He can definitely intervene in where I have in my life.
Absolutely. I think so often we get stuck in the victim mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to explain that since you are our resident professional, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, Dr. Angel?
Sure. When we're in the victim mentality, it's when all we do is focus on that problem. We're not looking for the solution. We're
right.
not even reaching or even thinking there might be one. We just keep tunneling that problem over and over and over again. And then we take a helpless stance to it.
Exactly.
And we're never helpless.
We're never helpless.
We can always take it to the throne.
We can. Think about our everyday lives. When we are hungry, we figure out something to eat. You know, in our day and age, we drive through a drive-thru. Or we go sit down at a meal or at some place.
We even get Uber Eats to deliver our food.
Or we do that too, you know. Or we find somebody in our office who's got some extra food in the refrigerator and we grab it. Or whatever the case may be, we manage to satisfy our physical hunger. Same with our thirst. We just brought a bunch of water in here for the show. Why? Because we get really thirsty in here during 2 hours. We've got a cooler of cold water, and Nan usually has a special cooler of ice, too. Mm-hmm. And if you could see Nan, what's in front of her in the studio, I'm looking through the window from the control room. She's got two huge cups of soda, ice, water, whatever it is in there, in case you get thirsty, right, Nan? Just in case?
Just in case.
But you will be drinking all that in the next 2 hours, right?
I certainly will.
Okay, so here's where, let's take it from the physical to the spiritual. One of God's desires for us is that we get super thirsty. I mean, super thirsty. The Bible talks about the Word of God as the water of the Word. Jesus talks about the living water, okay, the Spirit of God within us. And God wants us to be so super thirsty that we need to have that thirst quenched. And the only way we can get it quenched is by the power of the Spirit of God. Talk, Nan.
Well, you know, my drinking of soda and water, you know, I drink a lot all day long, all night. Even sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night thirsty. And I always manage to take care of that thirst before it gets, so I'm really thirsty. I never am really thirsty because I keep a drink going all day long.
Well, yeah, you do, or multiple ones. Yeah.
Or what now?
Multiple.
I keep multiples going, yes. But in comparing that to spiritually,
yeah,
if you keep it going, just keep it going.
Yeah.
That you don't get so, you know, we want to thirst after the Word. That's not what I'm saying. We need to thirst after what is there for us, but we need to just have it going on continually.
When we are, that's a good point. When we are taking the Word in on a daily basis, when we are taking time to praise God, as you just talked about, Angel, when we are making it a priority to say, God, I magnify you today. I praise you with my whole heart. I love you, mighty God. When we are doing that, it's just like we want more of him, you know? Go ahead, Angel.
You know, what you feed grows, what you starve dies. And that right. Same with our spiritual. When we feed our spirit like that, we want more. We want to go deeper. There isn't enough, you know. And when we're not feeding it and we're starving it, we're hungry for it, but we don't realize that's what we're hungry for a lot of the times.
Well, when I was a youth pastor, during my 20s, I got to a point in my late 20s where I began to just be thirsty for the Word of God. I wasn't content anymore teaching the same type of lessons to the high school group or whatever it was where we were. And I wanted more. I wanted more of God. You've all heard me say this probably if you listen to this show. I got to the point that I got a copy of the Living Letters New Testament, which was popular at Clear back then, which was similar to the message that I teach out of now, where it was in practical and everyday language. And even with three small kids, in one particular weekend, I read through the New Testament and still managed to take care of my children. And I don't know, that maybe have taken me 4 or 5 days. I remember it as a weekend. But I will tell you that whatever it was life-changing because I did it because I wanted truth. I wanted more of what God had for me. I wasn't content to teach the same stuff to these high school kids over and over and over again. Talk to me about that, Nan. That thirst for God is what God wants for us to have.
It is. What came to mind, I can remember there was one particular time I was so hyped up, so excited, so ecstatic that I could not hardly wait to get to church.
Right.
Just thriving to get to church. Just excited to get to going to church.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing is wrong with that. That's a healthy thing.
It sure is.
It's a healthy thing. And it means that you have been, what that means is you have been spending time in the Word. You've been spending time in praise. You've been spending time in prayer. You've been spending time just consuming, spending time, staying in His Spirit, just praising and just
and you
waiting.
Just want more.
You want more.
And you're going with an excitement. That's how we enter these shows. If some of you say, well, you see, seem a little hyped up. Yeah, we always are, because you know why? We're excited to get in here, get on the air and talk to you about Jesus. We're excited to do our services and everything. We're going to Isaiah 44. And this was written about 700 or 800 years before Jesus came to this earth. I mentioned this passage this morning in my sermon, and I was going to start with something different. God said, no, go back to Isaiah 44. We need to hear it again. And so Isaiah says, God who made you has something to say to you. Now, audience, wherever you are around the globe, God is saying this to you today. First of all, God made you. Secondly, God's got something to say to you. And here it is. The God who formed you in the womb wants to help you. He wants to help you. He's your helper. Jesus talks in John 14 that the Spirit of truth, the helper, the friend, is going to come and help us with our daily lives. And he says here, don't be afraid, dear servant Jacob, Jeshurun, the one I chose, for I will. All right, this is something God says I'm going to do. When God makes a promise, you can take it to the bank. I will pour water on the thirsty ground. Now, if your ground is not thirsty in any way, if your heart just is going, I'm content right where I am. I got fire insurance. If I die, I'm going to heaven. Yay, yay. Pie in the sky when I die. Amen. If that's where you are and you don't have a thirst for God, then that needs to change. And now's a really good time for that to change. And you can say, God, I want to become more thirsty for you. Because it says here, I will pour water on the thirsty ground. I will send streams coursing through the parched earth. I will pour my spirit into your descendants. This is a prophecy 700 or 800 years before Jesus declared that this was going to happen through the power of the Holy Spirit. I will pour my spirit into your descendants. If you're not full of the Spirit of God, today's a good day for you to learn all about it and ask the Holy Spirit to really invade you. And my blessing on your children, they will sprout like grass on the prairie, like willows alongside creeks. This one will say, I am God's. Another will go by the name Jacob. That one will write on his hand God's property and be proud to be called Israel, which means Prince of God, Child of God. So often, dear ones, we are content to just play church. We are content to have a nominal relationship with God as a Christian. If somebody asks you, are you a Christian? Well, yeah. Do you believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, died on the cross, rose from the dead, God the Father raised him? Yeah, I believe all that. I'm going to heaven. Okay. A lot of people stop right there, Dan. That's as far as they get. And unfortunately, a lot of churches, that's all they talk about week after week after week. Talk to us, Nan, then we'll go to Angel.
Mm-mm. I don't want just to have fire insurance.
You don't?
No.
Oh, is that why you're here today?
That's why I'm here today. Okay. I drove specifically from Tampa to come over here.
To come right here to be on this
show.
Absolutely. Right? Because did you expect something from God today?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Guess what? God says he's going to meet your need.
I receive that in the name of Jesus.
Right.
Okay.
Because that's what, did you want to further comment to that?
Well, no, I just, you know, I mean, in my Christian walk and in the time period that I walked away from God because of some circumstances that happened at a church. During that time, I could care less about God.
Sure.
But after coming back to him, you know, I thrive and want to learn of him and want to grow deeper in him and want to learn more about him. I mean, that's my desire. I can't recall a time of not feeling that way when I've been in church like I'm supposed to be. When I'm reading the word, when I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, that's the way I feel.
And when you're not doing those things, it's too easy for the devil to deceive us and get us off track, right?
Big time, gets us big time off track.
And get us discouraged, get us defeated, and so we lose that zeal.
Yes.
I love that word, zeal.
Zeal. Look at the way she says it. Do it again.
I know. Zeal.
And the way she moves
too bad. Our audience can't see
that. They can't see that.
That zeal. You know, I love that zeal. Right. And that's where God wants us all the time, Angel.
Oh, yes, he does. He absolutely calls us there. But, you know, he's a gentleman, and we have to, you know, seek it. He tells us, you know, if you seek me, you will find me.
Right.
We have to take that initiative, you know, because he is the gentleman that he is. But there's so much, you know, he's calling us into that deeper relationship. He's calling us into that fullness. It's not just, let's, you know, have fire insurance. Let's learn to walk on this earth and thrive.
Thrive.
And to be overcomers.
Yeah.
And to have the peace that, you know, beyond all understanding, that's where he's calling us.
Yes. And if that's not where your heart is right now, why don't you stop right now? And I'm going to pray this prayer and you agree and you can repeat it after me. Dear Lord, we come to you now in the name of Jesus. Nan, would you repeat after me for our listeners to repeat with you?
Yes. Dear Lord, we come to you now in the name of Jesus.
And I ask you to invade my space.
And I ask you to invade my space.
Invade my heart and my mind.
Invade my heart and my mind.
My emotions and all that is within me.
My emotions and all that is within me.
I want to hunger for you. I want to thirst after you.
I want to hunger for you. I want to thirst after you.
I want to become on fire with your presence in my life.
I want to become on fire with your presence in my life.
I want you to show me your ways for me.
I want you to show you me your ways for me.
And I want from this moment on to be absolutely thirsting after you.
And I want to from this moment on be absolutely thirsting for you.
This I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
You know, God doesn't take it lightly when we pray like that. So, you know what? That's what he wants for all of us. An old Hillsong song I want to play right now. Show me your ways. Why? Because we need to know. We need to know his ways. Love this song. One of my favorite old ones. We used to do it years ago at Beacon of Hope. Love it. We need to do it again.
Show me your way that I may walk with you. Show me your way. I put my hope
each day. Show me your ways. You know, that's the goal right there. Stronger each day. Stronger each day. And you know, Angel, there's so many times in our daily lives that we feel weak and we're having a rough day and we're feeling discouraged and the devil's working overtime on us. And this has got to be our mantra, our theme on a daily basis. Stronger each day, show me your ways, you know? Even when we're having a rough day. Okay, God, show me how to get out of this, how to come out of this emotional quandary I'm in right now. Talk.
Well, you know, I wrote that down exactly that you highlighted. I wrote, "The cry of my heart is to love you more, stronger
yes.
each day." And you know, there's a famous quote that says, "You know, which doesn't kill us makes us stronger."
True,
but that's not always true.
Oh, okay.
It makes us stronger when we let it. When
that's
we
true.
Get ourselves
that's
plugged
exactly
into
right.
God.
Right.
When we allow Him to refine us through
uh-huh.
what we're going through,
right,
and to give us a new level of faith for Him. You know, the only way you can get faith is when you're plugged into Him and you're watching Him work and providing in ways that only God can do at only God's timing. And there's where our faith gets increased.
It does.
Measure by measure.
Measure by measure. Let's go to the book of Joel, chapter 2. And there was a principle I was teaching this morning, and it is so very true. God always tells us what He's going to do. He tells us in advance, "I'm going to do this." And then He goes and does it at step 2. And then step 3 is, He says, "Didn't I tell you I was going to do that? Didn't I tell you? Hey, I told you so. I told you I would do it." You say, well, why is that concept important? That concept is important because all through the Old Testament, God is in so many different passages and places. God's saying, "I'm going to send my son. I'm going to send my son, and my son is going to change your life." Does He call Him Jesus in the Old Testament? No, but He does call Him in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, for in 7:14, Isaiah 7:14, it says a virgin will give birth, and et cetera. And Isaiah 9, He says that He will be, this Messiah will be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. I've left one out. Everlasting Father, Eternal Father.
Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace, of course. And so He says this in the book of Isaiah. He says, this is what's going to happen. It's coming. So God always, step 1, tells you what He's going to do. And then step 2, he does it. He fulfills His promises to us. All of His promises are yes and amen. And then He comes back and He goes, you know what? I know you're having a bad day, sweetie. But didn't I tell you I was going to take care of this? And didn't I do it? Well, yeah, I did. Now, you know what? You need to be concentrating on what I did and the answers to prayer that you have already received. I already told you I was going to do that. I did it. I fulfilled my word. Now I'm reminding you that I did it. What does that do for our faith, Angel?
It makes it grow. It makes it increase. You know, we need those multiple reminders. You know, sometimes, you know, we have a need or we have an issue and we believe, yes, this is God's promise. And then, you know, God does what He promises. But sometimes we chalk it off to, happenstance or good karma or whatever. And God lets us know beyond a shadow of a doubt, look, this is Me working. I told you I'd do it. I did it. And I'm reminding you that it was Me who did it.
Isn't that a faith builder, Nan? It is for me.
It is. One thing I thought of also, and I know I've mentioned it on the show before, about journaling. We all three believe in journaling.
We certainly do.
Angel and I are in here now, writing down from the notes from the show. But, you know, it's so important. Like, I have a particular journal about
right.
my employment situation.
Sure.
And looking for a job. And where I would journal in there and write in there, and God impressed things with me and write in there. And I can read back on that, and I can see, wow, yeah. Or another journal I have that I filled it up, I can look back and I can read it at times of maybe if you're feeling, I don't want to say down, but just feeling down. Yeah, just
right,
feeling
sure,
down.
Sure.
Just, you can go back and, you know, you can read the Word and you can see what He's done in the Word and the promises He's fulfilled there. But you can go to your journal and you can say, wow, yeah, when I was going through that situation, yeah, this is how He handled it. And it just increases our faith as we reflect back upon what He has done in various trying situations
exactly.
in our lives.
Exactly. The McKays were talking earlier on the show, right before us, about the fact that we go through difficult times. Weeping may last for a night, but a shout of joy comes Amen. In the morning. And you see, the good thing about us having 24-hour days is the morning always comes, right? Morning always comes. Mm-hmm. So even though sometimes we may not feel like something good is going to come from this, Romans 8:28, if you take notes, write that down. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. You know, God knew clear back in the Adam and Eve days that we needed help. We needed help. We can't do this life alone. We're not meant to do it alone. Okay? God wants to so become your partner in life. He so wants to become the helper that you need, the peace that you need, the guidance that you need, the one that you run to during difficult times. He so wants to be all of that. I love it when little kids run up to you. You know what? Y'all know what I mean by that. And my little twin great-granddaughters, when I saw them in June and I hadn't seen them for a few months, when I saw them, they ran across the parking lot to jump in my arms. And you know what? We need to be doing that with Almighty God. We need to be running into his presence, like, because we need his presence. We need the Spirit of God operating in our lives. You know, this new series is entitled Signs and Wonders, and it's a study of the book of Acts. And so if you listen regularly, we encourage you to start reading the book of Acts, because we're going to see some amazing things. The book of Acts is not just a story about the disciples after Jesus went to heaven. It is a story for us now. It's a reminder that we can be praying for the sick and they will get healed. We can encourage each other with passages of scripture. We can be there for each other. Talk to me, Angel.
Well, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be there for each other, with
yes.
each other. That builds faith, you know. God made us, designed us to connect
yes.
with people and with him. And when we don't have those connections, you know, that's when we get lonely and depressed and feel overwhelmed, and we're easily, you know, taken in by the devil's lies, and
sure.
we get railroaded over here. And the more we stay connected,
mm-hmm.
the stronger we become.
We do. Go, Nan.
We also have to be careful who we are connected with.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, of course, in my life, there have been times that I've had to cut people out of my life because it was a negative situation. I don't like
right.
to be around negative situations.
Right.
So, bye.
You know, well, I hear
bye.
You. And sometimes that is necessary. Let's go to Joel chapter 2, and we're going to go to verse 28 to 32. Love this. And it's through the prophet Joel. And again, this is like our first point, that God is going to tell you what he's going to do. And here he is speaking through a prophet Joel. I will pour out my spirit. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we just read that in Isaiah 44? I'm going to pour out my spirit on this thirsty ground, right? I will pour out my spirit on every kind of people. Are you in every kind? Yeah. No matter what you got going on in your life, whether you feel that you're super spiritual or you know that you're not, or whatever the case may be, I will pour out my spirit on every kind of people. I'm in the Message Bible. Your sons will prophesy. Also your daughters. There you go. Your old men will dream. Your young men will see visions. I'll even pour out my spirit on the servants. Wow. Men and women both. In other words, guys, there's no place for bigotry. There's no place for people who think that God only uses certain people. He says right here, it does not say here in Joel 2, I will only pour out my spirit on pastors who have a Bible school degree. Doesn't say that, does it? I'm going to read it again. Joel 2, starting with verse 28. I will pour out my spirit on every kind of people, okay? Your sons will prophesy, also your daughters. Your old men will dream. Your young men will see visions. In other words, we will move and flow in the spirit of the living God. I'll even pour out my spirit on the servants, men and women, both. I'll set wonders in the sky above and signs The name of this series, Signs and Wonders. I'll set wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below. Signs and wonders. Blood and fire and billowing smoke, sun turning black, all this. Whoever calls, help, God, gets help. On Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be a great rescue, just as God said. Including in the survivors are those that God calls. All right. Then we see in the book of Acts, which we're not going to go there right now. I'm just going to tell you this real quick. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, when Peter gets up to preach, he says, do you remember that passage in Joel 2? Well, this that has just happened to all of us is that. This is that was prophesied. Remember our points. God tells you what he's going to do. Then he does it. And then he said, I told you so. Yeah, that was that. And Peter gets up to preach in Acts 2 and he goes, this is that. This powerful move of the Spirit of God. This is that. That the prophet Joel talked about, that Isaiah talked about, that he was going to pour water on thirsty ground. Are you thirsty, dear one? You say, Pastor, you sound like you're preaching. I know, it's because I only got to preach like, I don't know what, Angel, 30, 40 minutes or so. I didn't get to do it like 2 hours that I felt like in my bones this morning.
Oh, yes,
right?
I hear you.
But this is what God, why, Angel, is it important that we understand that God wants to pour out his Spirit on us now? Why is that important?
Because we need it now. And
speak for yourself, girl.
I need it now.
Nah, I hear you. I'm teasing you.
No, it's true.
We all need the Spirit of God poured out upon us.
We sure do. And I love any time in the Bible God uses an absolute. You know, I'm an absolute fan.
Yes, you are.
I will. Like,
it doesn't say I might if I feel like it or if you all are good girls.
If you're
boys.
Righteous enough or it has nothing to do with, I will do this.
All we have to
do is receive it.
Yes. And back to the prophecies in Isaiah about the virgin birth of the Messiah and the wonderful counselor does not say, this might happen, you know, if you're all good, if you're all righteous enough or whatever. No, it's I will. You're right. I love that point. Nan, do you want to add something to that point? I will pour out my Spirit on everybody who wants it.
I think it's encouraging to know that it's available for all of us. People just need to receive.
They got to want it.
They have to want it.
They have to want it.
I want it.
And the problem with so many people is they don't want it. Okay? They don't want it because they're afraid of it. They're afraid of God really moving in their lives. They don't want to be that on fire. They equate people like us, the three talking right now, as being a little wacky, just being a little kooky, right? A little wackadoodle.
Angel, are you kooky? I'm not kooky. You kooky?
I think I'm a little kooky.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't think you are.
But a lot of people think that we, and sometimes they call us religious fanatics. They call us, you know, what's wrong with you? That's, you know, oh my gosh, there's nothing better in life, folks, than being so full of God that you're thirsty for more of him, that you can't get enough of the word, that you can't get enough of songs like this that just absolutely bless your socks off. I have no socks on today in my flip-flops, so you can see that they've already been blessed right off of me. And you know what? That's what God wants. Angel, that's what God wants. He wants us to be on fire for him.
He absolutely does. When we are on fire through him, his light shines through. It radiates through us and through our lives. But not only that, when we're on fire for him, we can handle what happens. We're not distracted easily. But we're focused on him. We're not so busy focusing on what this person might be doing wrong or what this person. We're just loving his people because he gives us that love and he gives us his eyes for his people. And we're just there ministering.
You know what? God just said, go over to Acts 2. And I totally agree with what you just said. So we're going to run over there so people see that this point is being made. God said he was going to do it. And now Peter stands up in verse 14 of Acts chapter 2. If you're following along, Peter stood up and backed by the other 11, he spoke out with bold urgency. You know what? That's what we're doing right now. He said, fellow Jews and all you who are visiting Jerusalem, let's get this story straight. This is what the prophet Joel announced would happen. In the last days, God says, I will, there it is, Angel, pour out my Spirit on every kind of people. Your sons will prophesy. Also, your daughters, your young men will see visions, your old men dream dreams. When the time comes, I'll pour out my spirit. See, God's perfect timing. When the time comes, I'll pour out my spirit on those who serve me, men and women, and they'll prophesy, etc. And the last line there in verse 21, and whoever calls out for help to me, God will be saved. God said it. And then Peter stands up and says, you know what? God just did this today. You know what you're seeing here? And we're going to talk more about that next week. You know what you're seeing? God just fulfilled what he said he was going to do. And by the way, you know, he told you he's going to do it. For 2 weeks, I have played this song, and I cannot get it out of my spirit. And I think that's a good thing. And it's by the group Third Day. And my son, Ryan, has got an absolutely beautiful voice, blessed of God. And he sounds like this singer here, Third Day. And he sings this at his church. And I absolutely think it fits right here for all of us. Take a listen. Soul on Fire. Are you one of those? Woo!
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul on fire.
Yes.
Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day.
A few weeks before Peter stood up in this amazing place in Acts chapter 2, he denied that he even knew Jesus 3 times in the space of just a few minutes. Peter, this same Peter who stands up and addresses this huge group of people, and at this time after his sermon, 3,000 turned their lives over to Jesus. and to his lordship that day. And this is not the same man who a few weeks before had denied Jesus three times. Why? Nan, why? What had happened here? What had happened to Peter?
I think he had a real encounter.
He had an encounter.
He had an encounter with God, and he felt bad for what he did, but you know, he didn't lay down and wallow in that. Some people do bad, and they go, but look how I've done this, blah, blah, blah. I can't. No, you can.
You can.
And he's a proven example that you can come up from something where you feel maybe you've disappointed God or whatever. Don't stay in that. Look
don't
at what Peter set the example. I mean, he went from a man who denied Jesus to winning 3,000 people to Jesus in one day.
In his first big sermon.
I mean, that's like pretty cool.
Yeah, that's darn cool.
That's cool.
All right. And so we see that when the prophet Joel and the prophet Isaiah and other places in the Old Testament prophesied that God, our Heavenly Father, was going to pour out his spirit on mankind like we had never seen. And it would start with the coming of the Messiah. Angel, that has changed our lives.
That absolutely changes our lives because it is the Holy Spirit indwelling the inside of us. It is the power of God that is in us everywhere we go.
Right.
And he empowers us to get through the day. He empowers us for all kinds of stuff. And that's not to be taken lightly.
Not at all. And, you know, a lot of people listening to us will probably be saying, you know what, I know Jesus. I'm going to heaven and all that. But I don't act like you. And, I mean, I'm not like that crazy and that on fire. And is that mean I'm not going to heaven? No, that does not mean you're not going to heaven. No, you are going to heaven if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But there's so much more.
Exactly.
You know, do you want the more?
Right. It's like, you know, settling for like a fake gumball necklace and God's like, I've got pearls. Do you want the pearls or are you going to go for the gumball necklace? You know, he's got more.
I've never liked pearls, but I like diamonds.
Okay,
so
well,
there you go. Right. Right. And that's a good metaphor right there, a good analogy, because so often we're willing to settle for so much less than what God wants for us. God wants you to be a soul on fire, Nan. We know you already are. But talk to us about that. And why would somebody listening today say, hey, I want some of that?
Because some of that is real. That is what is real in life.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, at the end of my day, I want to know that I have blessed people along my path, have shared Jesus when the opportunity was there.
Right.
Pray with someone who needs prayer or give someone an encouraging word.
Yeah, right.
That's important.
Very important.
You know, I don't want to just be one who comes in every Sunday morning to church, come to the radio show, even if I'm not on it. Many times I'm here just
to
be here. You know, and then let that be it?
No.
Oh, there's so much more. That's important. Those things are important, but there's so much more important in the daily walk that we have.
And you got to stay tuned for our second hour to hear all the rest of this, because God, I can't believe the first hour is already up, but it is. And so we want to take a couple minutes and do the station ID here right at the top of the hour. But before we do that, Dr. Angel, would you talk about our Thursday night show that you and I do?
Absolutely. Our Thursday night show is called Go Yard. It airs right here on this station on Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. And it's all about, you know, what we're talking about today is about, it's about hitting the home runs in life. It's about not just existing, but living life and living it well. And it's a life coaching, psychology type, interactive radio show.
It really is. People can call in. And the last 2 weeks we've been on Facebook Live. This week we can't be. Our engineer's not able to do that. But with that said, we're getting ready to have our 600th Sunday show. I can't even hardly believe that. 600.
I don't have a bell or I'd be ringing it.
I hear you. If I had a bell, I'd ring it.
Wait, I have a bell.
Oh, if I had a bell. There you go. Number 600 is going to be September 23rd. We invite any of our friends and listeners that want to come down to the studio that day. We're going to be Facebook Live for the full 2 hours. You can see what goes on in that studio in here in the control room. We're going to have a great day. Some of our radio team, a lot of our radio team will be here. The ones that are in other states, some may come, some may not be able to. But we're going to have a glorious day and cake and all that kind of stuff. So you're welcome down here at the studio at 3 o'clock. on September 23rd to celebrate our 600th show. Why is that such a big deal, Nan Watson?
600 is a big number.
How come?
How come? That's a lot of shows.
What have we been doing all that time?
Been speaking the word and been encouraging people.
We have.
That's what it's all about, is the encouragement to the people, letting them, you know, we've had all different teaching series go on, and it's just been a blessing to the people who listen to it live, a blessing to the people who listen to it at a later time on the radio.
Right. And you can go to our website, BOHM Global. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. BOHMGlobal.com, and catch hundreds of the shows right there or right here. TantalkNetwork.com. Go to podcasts. Go down to Living the Good Life. That's the name of our Sunday show. Our Thursday night show, as Dr. Angel said, is Go Yard, which means hitting a home run in life. And, Doctor, we are in a series right now online. And why are we doing that?
Because we all are doing it, or we're all around people who are lying, and we're letting it happen, and we're not thinking it's a big deal. And it's definitely crushing relationships and hurting character, and we can't minimize it.
And we've done two shows on that topic, The Path of Lies. And this week will be show number 3. So we encourage you to check us out at 6:06 p.m. every Thursday night right here on TantalkNetwork.com. Any shows you miss, go to podcasts. Once you go to TantalkNetwork.com, go to podcasts, then go down to Go Yard, name of the show. I'm talking fast because we have a lot to say. Therefore, also, I try to do a Facebook post once a week or once every 3 weeks. Lately, I've just been so busy with real estate, my other career, and the pastoral ministry. So I'm going to try to do one this week. So go to my post, Marcia McAllister Post, or Beacon of Hope Ministries, and you can find those. And some of our people share those on their Facebook pages, and it's 15 minutes or so. Why is that important, Nan? Why do we do those Facebook posts?
It's like a little refresher in the middle of the week.
There you go. Yeah, little encouragement. 15, 16 minutes, 18, 20, whatever.
It's not that long, but it's very powerful. What is shared is very powerful, very anointed.
It's practical. It's practical Christian living. That's what it's all about. Yeah. I do them. It was right there in my home, and so it's kind of cool. Anyway, so check those out right on Facebook. My posts, Marcia McAllister posts, or Beacon of Hope Ministries posts. Prayer line, Nan, talk about that real quick, please. You got about 30 seconds. Why do we have it, and what can we do? You okay?
Everything's okay. Fine. We have it so that people's needs can be met. We've had miraculous things happen as a result of prayers going from this prayer line, and it's just for the people to, you know, have their needs answered.
We hear from people all in different parts of the globe. We heard from somebody